So we left off last week. We were talking about a fundamental machlekes of Rishonim about the nature of the din of Eim Avatnas Lechachila. So Eim Avatnas Lechachila started to play out in terms of Kashrut and Kalim. So we quoted that it would appear from a group of Rishonim. Rishonim, Taisus and Asugya, and a Rash, and a group of Rishonim will assume that Eim Avatnas Lechachila is a statement of fact. There's nothing to do with what your intention is. Whether you're planning on, you want to eat this, you don't want to eat this, doesn't matter. Self, you're involved in an act of mevatla nisar, that's a problem. That's called the issur of eim mevatla lechatchila. Whether that itself was an issur deraisa, that's further machlekes. But according to the Rashba and the Ra and the Taisus and Mesach and the Flamin, eim mevatla lechatchila doesn't have anything to do with your kavana. He said, in contrast to the Shita Saran, the Ran at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah says, an eim mevatla lechatchila doesn't concern us as long as your intention is not to be mevatla liyisar. That's why the Ran had this grandiose solution to all the kashrim problems in the world. He said, with the Rishon Mabala, with a big problem, how can you have a kasha kalim? What goes out goes back in again. Every time you kasha something, particularly through Hagola, so the bleas come out into the water and then they go right back into the kli. So how do you get around that problem? So came a group of Rishonim and said, no, it's not a problem. As long as you make sure that the water is more than shishma of the kli, the kashrin. So if I'm kashrin a little spoon and I put it into a big, giant pot of water, so there's going to be more than shishim in the water. So whatever tam is going to come out of the spoon is going to go into the water, and it's going to become batel b'shishim. That's the solution that many Rishonim say. So the Ran of the Zohar says, how could that solution work? How are you allowed to do that solution? Isn't that eim avatnas lechatchila? You're lechatchila setting up a situation relying on shishim. So the Ran says, nah, it's not a problem, because that's not what you really want. You don't really care about the little tam that's floating around, the spoon tam inside the pot of water. It's loch pot lecho. You want to be machshir the spoon. You don't care about the tam in the water. Eim avatnas lechatchila would not be violated since your kavana is not to, in a sense, to use the issa. So we left off on Thursday with the major machlekes of Rishonim, the Taisus by us and the Rashba and the Ra'ah, all the Rishonim who seem to assume that Eim avatnas lechatchila is a violate all the time, and the Ran of the Zara seems to disagree. So there is a din that appears in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Tes that happens to have its roots in a Rashba that it really has to be understood in light of this machlekes of Rishonim and in light of our entire sugya about the Chametz B'Pesach, Mashu, Shalom B'Mashu, etc. And that's a din that appears in Shulchan Aruch as follows. What's the din if a person has a kli and he knows that the kli has some bleas of trepas in it, but it's not a tremendous amount of bleas of trepas. It's not that he was using it to cook chaza for the last 20 years. It was one time, there was a very small amount of chaza in a pot and he stuck a spoon in. There's a minuscule amount of bleas in the spoon. Even a minuscule amount is still a problem. So we obviously can't use the spoon the way it is. But he's not interested in kashrut in the spoon, or he's not interested in kashrut in the pot, whatever the kli is that became trei. Is there any way whatsoever for us to be matrim to use this pot, to use the spoon, without kashruting it? So comes the Rashba and says, yes, there would be a way. Let's say you use this kli in a way that it's darka b'kach to use with a lot of heter. I mean, this is the kind of a spoon that it's darka b'kach to stir in a pot, and the pot is always going to have hundreds of times more than the little bit of bleus of trefus that's inside the spoon. So if you think about it, you're never going to run into a problem of trafing up the contents of the food, because all but by definition, any time you use this pot, any time you use the spoon, any time you use the ladle, there will always be a bitul b'shishim. So come to Rashba and says, if you have a kli, shabola muat, that the kli has a very, very minuscule amount of bleus, and it's darker l'shtavish b'shefarav. It's normal to use this with a lot of stuff, right? Really, right? So remember the Rashba, Shefarav, right? So it's darker b'kach to use b'shefarav. It's darker b'kach to use with a lot of heter. So the Rashba says that it's okay. Then the Rashba says that there's nothing to be worried about, because what's going to go wrong? The whole reason why you can't use a tray for kli is because it's giving off some of the bleas into the davar mutter, so it's going to tray up the davar mutter. But if it's impossible for it to be tray up the davar mutter, because you're always going to use it by definition with so much heter, what could possibly go wrong? Therefore, it's mutlach hatchila. So you have a kunz, you have an eitzah, you can circumvent kashering. You don't have to kasher the kli, as long as you use it in such a way that you will be assured that you'll never ever have a problem of tam, then it's mutter. That's what the Rashba says in Teres Abayis, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Tes near their paskas like this Rashba. However, the Rashba says, this is not always true. Says the Shulchan Aruch, name of the Rashba, what if you have a type of a kli that's not true? That it's not always darko to use it, b'shefa. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. So I'm going to use it for Shefa right now. I'm going to use it in a way that I know for sure there's not going to be a Tom. I'm going to use it in a way that I know for sure there's more than Shishim of Heter. But it's not always that way. Some people will, some people won't. So comes the Rashi and says, no, then you can't do it. Then there's no chance. Then you're not allowed to do that. That would be a problem. So the Rashi gave you a kula, but they took half the kula away from you. He said that the only time the kula is true is only in a situation where everybody uses it for Shefa Rav. So there's not a chance in a million years that it's going to become Trey. But if it's sometimes a chance going to become Trey, even though you personally can use it in a way that Lamaisa won't become Trey, because there is Shefa Rav in that particular pot that you are cooking, that's not enough. That's not going to solve the problem. That is not going to circumvent the requirement to kasha the clay. So the two dinim that appear in the Rash, but two dinim quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Yodesim and Tzadikas, that if it's daiko shakala oila b'shefa, then it's mutter. If it's just you want to do it this one time b'shefa, that's not going to solve the problem. So we have to understand what the nature of these halachas are. What are these halachas based on? What's the heter based on? What's the iser? What's the condition? What is this all about? How do we understand what exactly is the problem? What's the solution? What's going on in these words of this Rashba? So there seem to be two totally different ways of understanding what's happening in this in these two dinim that appear in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei and Tzimut HaTzitzis. One can take the following approach. One can take the approach that what is the problem of using a kli if I know for a fact that I have more than Shishma of Heter here? So what could possibly be wrong with what I'm doing? I'm taking a small spoon, I know it's tray, but I have a tremendous pot, and I'm going to stir it. What could possibly be wrong with what I'm doing? What does it matter that somebody else won't have shishim next time? What's wrong with what I'm doing? So the simple reading of the Rashba is, what's wrong with what you're doing is that that's a violation of Eimavat Nesalachatchila. That this is the Rashba L'shitasan. The Rashba, as we spoke about on Thursday in the Mishmar Sabayis, the Rashba holds, the aim of Atlas L'chil has nothing to do with your intention. Aim of Atlas L'chil is a statement of fact. If you are personally involved in an act of bitul isurin L'chilah, that's a problem. Whether you intend to, you don't intend to, you want to eat this, you don't want to eat this, it's irrelevant. So therefore the Rashba says that for you to take a tray for spoon and use it in a pot which has a million times of heter to it, it's true that the evidence you're not going to trafe up the pot. That's true. You're not going to trafe up the food. But what right do you have to do with the chetchila? That's an absolute clear violation of aim of atlas lechetchila. So if that's true, that the Rashba holds that aim of atlas lechetchila applies even when you're not interested in the result of the davar asar, so how come the Rashba's matra with a dark or shakala oilam, lishtamish b'shefa? Why does that become mutter? So if you look at the Rashba explains, what's the Isra of Eimavat Lechachila? Why is Eimavat Lechachila also? We spoke about this a few months ago. When we first quoted the Mishmar Sabayis about Eimavat Lechachila 3 months ago, we said, the reason why the Rashba holds Eimavat Lechachila is that it's a Siyog D'Araisa. We're afraid that we're Siyog D'Araisa, we're afraid that you're not going to be Mevatel properly. It's, the halacha is, if you have Bitl B'Shishim, it's good. But if you're short Shishim, if you're shy Shishim, then you're going to have a problem. So how can we let people, how can we encourage people to be mevatel things like lechatchila b'shishim? Next thing you know, the guy didn't make a mistake and he's going to be mevatel b'chamishim. He's not going to be mevatel properly. So the whole issur of ei mevatel lechatchila, the Raisa de Rabbanan, hakol mikolkol is b'toras siyog, is b'toras gezeira. It's a gezeira that the bitl may not be effective. Therefore the Rashba tells us, b'med devar mamurim, that's when there's a chance the bitl won't be effective. But if you know for certain that the bittul will always be effective, there's no way to ever goof up, there's no way to ever mess up, zok the Rashba, and then the whole list of Eimavat Lechachila falls by the wayside. What could possibly go wrong? Eimavat Lechachila means you can't take a drop of chazer and throw it into a big pot of cholent because you may goof. But to stick a kli, to stick a spoon into a pot, and if this kind of a spoon is darka b'kach l'shtamish b'shefa, nobody will ever goof up. It is impossible to goof up because no normal person ever uses a spoon in any other way except b'shefa rav. So then the whole list of Eimavat Lechachila falls by the wayside. So according to the Rashba, both the Isser and the Heter that appear in Yerodea, both of these dinim, when it's darka l'shtamish b'shefa, then it's mutter. When it's not darka, but you personally want to use l'shtamish b'shefa, then it's asur. Both of these are a reflection of the rules of Eimavat Lechachila. The Rashba holds Eimavat Lechachila is also even without Kavanas Bittul. And the Rashba holds that Eimavat Lechachila is only B'Torah Siyam. And therefore, the corollary of that is the Rashba holds that Eimavat Lechachila is mutter in a situation where it's impossible to mess up. So that's why the Rashba draws a distinction between Darko Shekola Olam versus you personally. If it's Darko Shekola Olam, then it's impossible to make a mistake. If you personally, just tonight, you are using it for Shefa, but tomorrow night you may not use it for Shefa, then the Gezeira is going to apply. So this whole beer of Adas Rashba, the whole beer of these two halachas in your day in the Siman Tzadik Tes, only makes sense if you assume that the issue involved is an aim of Atlas L'chadchila Sugya. How would the Ran learn these halachas? Again, the Ran's not Meshuvah to the Rashba, but these didim do appear in Shulchan Aruch, so we want to understand these didim even in light of the Ran's Lamdash. According to the Ran, we are not learning the Sugya of aim of Atlas L'chadchila, because neither in the case where it's Darko L'shtamash B'Shefa, nor in a case where you personally have L'shtamash B'Shefa, will there be an issue of aim of Atlas L'chadchila. Because according to the Ran, whenever your kavana is not to be mevatel, so then by definition the issur of aim of Atlas doesn't apply. So according to the Ran, we're learning the wrong sugya. According to the Ran, everything we just said in the last 10 minutes is wrong. According to the Ran, there's got to be something else going on in this sugya. So that's why according to the Ran, the Achrenim explain what's going on in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. This has nothing to do with aim of Atlas L'chadchila. Zero. Zippo. There's nothing to do with that. So Taka, why is it also? Why can't I, what's wrong L'chadchila with me taking a spoon and using it in a big, big pot? Why should that be a problem? So if you take a look at Agamara, says the Vilna Gaon, you'll know the answer. Says the Bi'a Gro, and that didn't Shulchan Aruch, says, I am Psachim Daf Lamed. What does Psachim Daf Lamed say? Psachim Daf Lamed tells us that according to Rav, Chometz Da'achar HaPesach is Asi B'Mashu, but Chometz Da'achar HaPesach is not Asi B'Mashu, it's Min B'She'en Omino. So remember when Rav first introduced us at Daf Lamed, Amar Rav Kederes HaPesach Yishperu. You have to break the plates, you have to break the pots on Pesach, because you make up to use them min b'mino. Ask the Gemara Kasha, v'lishtamish b'hem min b'she'en amino. Why don't you just tell the guy to use it she'en amino? So says the Gemara, gezeir she'en amino altu mino. That if you let the guy use it in an amino, next thing you know, he's going to use it in amino as well. Says the Gemara, what do you see from our Gemara? You see from our Gemara that Chazal were concerned that even though the way you're using the pot right now is really mutter, nothing can go wrong right now. It's amino. What could possibly be wrong? It's both of Rashishim. There's nothing wrong. But since it is normal to use it in a way that could pose a problem, Chazal made a gzeira in that. Chazal stopped that and said, no, even though min haTorah, you're allowed to use it, min m'she'en amino, because it's both of b'shishim, but mid rabbanon, there's a gzeira she'en amino wat amino. So comes the Gra and says in Siman Tzadik Tes in Yeradeya, this is not a localized gzeira, just in Psachim Daf Lamed, this is a gzeira klolus. This is a general gzeira, namely, even though the way you're using the kli right now is takamutter, but it's so easy to mess up, you could so easily make a mistake, the chi agavdi are not allowed to use the kli. And that's exactly what the Chum said in Siman Tzadik Tes in your day as well. You want to use the spoon b'shefa rav. You want to use it because there's a lot of heter in the pot. So you have to ask yourself the following question. Could you potentially mess up? So the answer depends. If it's something which you personally are using b'shefa, but tomorrow you may not, or tomorrow the other guy may not, so then the gezeira makes sense. We're not going to let you use it b'shefa. Gezeira, you make up to use it shalom b'shefa. But in a case where everybody uses it b'shefa, where nobody would ever think of using the spoon with a small amount of contents in the pot, so then the gezeira doesn't apply. Gezeira doesn't make any sense. So according to the Gra, the distinction in Shulchan Aruch between Darka B'kach B'Shefa versus personally B'Shefa has nothing to do with Eim Avatnas L'Chachil. That's not the sugya. You get the wrong sugya. Because according to the Ran, Eim Avatnas L'Chachil doesn't apply because your kavan is not Eim Avatnas. The issue involved is a totally different issa. The issa is Psachim Daf Lamed. It's a gezeira d'rabbanan not to use kelim, even in a way that's mutter, because you may end up using it in a way that's eino mutter. And the corollary of that gezeira, the limitation that gezeira is, that's only true when there's a real fear of messing up. But if it's Darka B'kach B'Shefa, there's no such fear, then the Gzeira doesn't apply. So when all the dust settles, we have two Dirim in Shulchan Aruch that everybody subscribes to. The Dirim of B'Shefa, if it's Darka B'Shefa, it's Mutter. Individuals B'Shefa, it's Asa. How to understand the difference between the two? Is that a function of Eim Avatlan S'lachadchila like the Rashba? Or is that a function of the Gzeira of Psachim Daf Lamed like the Ran? That's going to depend on the fundamental question about Eim Avatlan S'lachadchila. Is Eim Avatlan S'lachadchila depend on the person's Kavana, or is Eim Avatlan S'lachadchila just depend on the Maisa? You're doing a Maisa Bittul, then it's a problem. If you're not doing a Maisa Bittul, then it's going to be a problem. That was all the Shiraim of the previous year. Okay, that's the Sunday Shiraim. What do you do with Sunday Shiraim? Press the button, right? That's where I brought you.
Yeah, okay.